Welcome to Pass the Mic. In this episode, a conversation unfolds about the complexities of discovering and claiming Indigenous identity.
I am a CYC student here at McEwen University. My family identifies with a European background. My dad's family came over here from Norway and France, and they immigrated to Montreal and then moved over into Alberta and Saskatchewan. My mother's side of the family, she was born in Inuvik, and they also moved down into Alberta. So I primarily identify with my European heritage. Growing up, I never really was introduced to the idea of being Indigenous, simply just because my family lived in St. Albert. We didn't have any cultural practices that we did at home. My grandparents on both sides were just your average everyday grandparents. Like, we never really had any cultural practices that we did with them either. On my dad's side, well, actually on both my parents' sides, are both very Catholic, so growing up I always felt like your average just white Catholic family. Again, not really identifying with anything Indigenous or anything cultural in that sense. And I think that kind of left me feeling like I was just an average white person growing up through school. I was never introduced to the idea of being Indigenous. We didn't really have any other, I think I remember growing up in my school, we had like one Indigenous kid that was in our school, but even then I didn't go through all of the grades with him. He left at some point, but that was never really, like, we never talked about that, the fact that he was Indigenous. Like, he just felt like any other kid to us. And the same with me. Like, I've never been subjected to bullying or anything like that for the way that I've looked. Like, I've always just kind of felt that I was just an average person alongside my peers. But in saying that, I've also just never had any knowledge of Indigenous identity or like what that looks like. I know nothing of Indigenous culture. Well, I mean, from what I've learned in my university experience, like, I've learned a lot more about Indigenous culture, but like personally, I've never practiced Indigenous culture. I've never really gone to powwows or sweat lodges or anything like that. I don't really know much about beliefs or anything. Just because my family never talked about it, never introduced it to me. So my entire life up until coming to university, I've always just kind of felt like just an average person. And then coming into university, I was faced with, you know, assumptions made by some other students, just asking me, you know, like, what band are you from, or if I lived anywhere other than St. Albert. Like, I was asked once, like, if I'm going home for the holidays, and I'm like, what do you mean? Like, I live in St. Albert. Like, I don't understand. And like, that was always like, that experience of that has actually been kind of frustrating for me, simply because I think assumptions made on like my culture and like my beliefs, like, it's just kind of irritating, because and I think it gives me a whole new sense of empathy for anyone who does have Indigenous beliefs and cultural practices, and having people make assumptions about what that looks like for them, like, I think would be just equally as frustrating, because it's like, well, if you don't understand me, like, don't make assumptions. Like, I think it comes down to that whole topic of cultural humility and learning from one another. But yeah, so just kind of having this experience as an adult coming into university and having people make assumptions about me has been like, I'm glad that it's happening to me as an adult, because I think I can handle it a lot better than I would have been able to as a youth if that ever happened to me. And I think, like, my experience of being able to just be myself as a youth growing up has made me into a really strong-minded individual. And, like, regardless of having assumptions made about me, it doesn't really bother me at the end of the day, because I know who I am. And it, I guess, like, not identifying with Indigenous culture has never really bothered me, because it's never, I've never really had a reason to be bothered by it. With that being said, though, you know, when we do have presentations here where we've done smudges or we've done other ceremonial practices with Indigenous culture, I've watched dancers in, like, their fancy dress and stuff like that. I feel in my heart, like, the power of those practices. Like, I can feel it to my core that it's important somehow to me. And there's actually been a couple times where it's made me quite emotional, because I'm feeling these emotions towards these cultural practices, but I don't know why. And I think it's because, in reality, it is a part of my heritage, but I've just never really been introduced to that. So that's really been kind of eye-opening for me, and it's made me proud more than anything, just to know that, like, that's, you know, that is a part of my heritage, and the people that are in my life are accepting of that heritage too. They think that it's really interesting as well. But, like, as a group collectively, none of us really know what it's about or, like, what's really going on, but we all just kind of appreciate it for what it is, and we think it's beautiful. So I think that, as far as something that I can claim of my identity, is that Indigenous practice is really beautiful, and it's really I think it aligns a lot with my beliefs of the world. Like, I'm someone who spends a lot of time out in nature, and I physically ground myself outside all the time, and I feel most like myself when I'm in the mountains, or if I'm camping, or if I'm anywhere outside. Like, and I think, like, a lot of Indigenous culture and practice comes from the love of Mother Earth, and that's where my beliefs lie too. And that's always been with me. That hasn't grown in, like, the past couple of years. Like, that's just who I've always been as a person. So I think that it just feels natural for me to have an open mind towards Indigenous culture, because it kind of just aligns with everything that I've always been. Even regardless of me growing up in a white community and alongside white people, like, I think in the back of my mind, like, I've always been connected to my culture.
I am a CYC fourth year student at McEwen. I am a fiance. I am a twin. I identify myself as a Canadian. My dad is full German. He came here and to Canada. And then my mother's side is unknown. My family background is Indigenous, but we do not practice it or know much about the culture. It wasn't until university, until I started learning into my family tree, that I come from a lot of powerful leaders on the Indigenous side that fought for Métis rights. I do not practice anything in my home, though. My family was very much hidden from that culture, just due to the past residential schools. My grandfather was very nervous for us to identify it. He even hid our treaty cards from us to make sure that there was no piece of identification if anyone was to come by. He always hid that from my mother, and then my mother just hid it from us, which grew into my dad, the fear of if I was to identify as Indigenous. That led me into learning more about Indigenous when I got to high school. I found out from my grandfather that he kind of sneaked it out that we were Indigenous. So I labeled myself Indigenous at my high school by checking the box that I was Métis, and which brought in a whole new aspect where people were coming up to me and asking me how, it feels that I've come into my culture, and I didn't really know what that meant at the beginning, because that's a lot to me, a lot of expectations that people just assume. And just by me checking one little box, it like blew up this whole thing. And then the teachers and everyone were super supportive. They wanted to make sure that I understood where I came from by telling me that I needed to attend dances and I need to know what the dances mean. But again, I didn't know what that even meant to myself. But then I started to get into my peers and my students by labeling me as racial slurs or stereotypes that come with being identified as Indigenous, which made me feel the reason that my father and my mother hid it from me was that reason. But it just took a long time for me to realize, like, just because I identify as Indigenous doesn't mean that I have to carry those slurs and stereotypes. It's like, it's a beautiful culture. And ever since then, I've always told people that I'm Métis now, and I don't care too much of what they say, because at this point, people always have something to say about everything, every culture, every belief, everything, every religion. But there was a lot of fear in me doing that, since I was the first child out of four to identify myself as Indigenous, because that put a lot of pressure for my other siblings. And I found that since I identified it, everybody started looking at my other siblings, wondering why they won't. So there was a lot of, since I came out, I kind of put pressure on their own identity by making them kind of having to claim it since I've claimed it. But there was a lot of, I would say, fear, pressure, and expectations from my school now, seeing that I was Indigenous. They were wondering why I wouldn't attend dances or wouldn't attend certain meetings. But where do you even begin when you just find out that you have Indigenous culture or heritage? Like, there isn't no checklist or anything when you come into a culture that this is what you need to have by the first year or the first 2 years, that these are the boxes that you need to click. So then that way you can identify yourself that. But it's just, where do you begin to start claiming such a powerful culture and start like standing on your own? And I think the first step for me was to even learn where I came from, like sitting down with my grandpa and doing the family tree and having him explain, and like seeing the passion through his eyes about talking about his grandfather and his great-great-grandfather and what they did. It like made him realize, like, it's not as shameful, it shouldn't be, and that we should be embraced with it, because it's who we are and it's where we came from. And that's just like, I would love to identify as that.